Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
A mother has of one has hit back on people online calling her selfish for having one only child. In a personal essay for an online website, Katie Arnold Ratliff claimed she had been accused of being selfish for not giving her son a playmate. She continued on to say, having missed out on the character building that comes from sharing your bedroom and your parents' love, they're supposedly destined to be self-absorbed jerks. But after doing a deep dive into studies about how their upbringing affects only children later in life, Katie says the stereotype is actually pretty unfair. A groundbreaking, she said, 1987 study seemed to prove that the notion of introvertly awkward only child was a myth. I don't know, see, Aisling's an only child and I'm looking out there. Is she? She's not an introvert. No, not at all. She's actually extrovert, to be honest with you. And she's not quiet. That's the one thing you can say. She's not. Awkward? No, she's not awkward. No, she's not any of those things. Anyway, only children, she said, are as adept at social interaction and as prone to extroversion as anyone else. One more, the study, what's more, the study also found that they have a higher emotional intelligence and are better at talking themselves through tough times. Yeah, okay. I don't know about having the higher emotional intelligence. Anyway, on top of this, new research published in 2021 found that only children remain closer to their parents than kids with siblings. Now, I want to know what you think in relation to this kind of only children situation. Maybe you are an only child. You would have liked to have siblings, maybe. I don't know what you think of that woman's situation. She defended herself saying she wasn't selfish. Or were you happy getting all the attention from your parents as an only child? I want to know today what you think of parents who choose to only have one child. I understand that sometimes, by the way, there can be fertility issues, and I certainly don't want to belittle that for some people out there. And that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about people who choose to have one child. Do you think there is anything wrong with choosing just to have one child? And a lot of people are doing that now. More and more people are doing it. There was a thing years ago, you know, when you had a child, the mother-in-law would always say, he's lovely, yeah. When are you going to give my little brother someone to play with? There was always that thing, wasn't there, that you kind of had to have another child. And usually around the same time, a couple of years later, you know, so they grow up together, protect each other. Is that still a thing? Is it selfish to have just one child? The number is 087-188-0008. Is it damaging to the child just to have one child? Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. John, you're an Ireland's yes. Classic Hits. How you doing, John?
Afternoon.
Good. John, are you missing out on something if you're an only child?
Well, I am that soldier.
You're an only child?
I am indeed. And, yeah.
And look at you.
In fact, the older I'm getting, I mean, I think the worse it's getting, that I find that having no brothers, no sisters, who would be maybe some younger than me now, maybe some older, but I would have nieces and nephews and more of an extended family, right, and be a lot more going on. But basically, I do think it's selfish. Now, saying that, I have to preface this by saying, obviously, people try for more than one child, and if it doesn't happen, or God forbid,
that's a different situation. Yeah, and I mentioned the fertility issues. Yeah. But we're primarily talking about people who choose to have one child.
Well, anyone that deliberately goes out, like him in, and it is a deliberate choice. I'm only having one child. I think it's not that you've been selfish as a person, as regards yourself. You are being extremely selfish to the child that you're bringing in.
Do you think it's unfair? You're being unfair to that child?
Well, completely. You're taking a decision that you're not going to have any brothers and sisters. I'm making that decision for you. You are going to be an only child, whether you like it or not.
But it may be a couple who are maybe both career people. Maybe they're financially, they're not in a position to have two children, which is a good, responsible decision to make sometimes. Or maybe they're just, look, you know, one child would be enough. Two would be difficult for us because of our careers, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe they make a decision for that reason as well. Or maybe they just don't want a second child. They're just happy enough just to have one.
Well, where you can, and there's nothing physically wrong or anything, and you have money and whatever, and good jobs and good infrastructure, right, and good family backup, I think it's extremely selfish. Like, and to this day, I remember my mother died when I stood up in the aisle and I faced the crowd down below, her friends, relations, the whole lot. I never felt more alone because I had no brother and no sister sitting in the seats in front of me, giving me a smile, giving me a back up, giving me a hug. I had to do it all on my own, and it's really then it hit home. But even when I was young, like my parents would be going away, and like I had friends around where we'd lived before on the other side of the city, and they would be trying to hunt around to get someone to go away with me, that I'd have someone for the day. That wouldn't happen all the time, like. Mm. But when it did happen, I was rejoicing, I'd be delighted, because otherwise you were stuck with two adults, like. I mean, it can be boring for the child.
Yeah, I understand. And sometimes, you know, I mean, just as they get older, to share their problems with and to bounce off, so to speak, having a sibling, an older or younger sibling for that matter. Is
yeah,
God
forbid somebody gets sick or something. I mean, your sister gets sick or your brother gets sick or you get sick yourself, like myself. Like, people worry about you because they're your DNA, like, and you worry about them, they worry about you. But when there's only one, there's nobody to worry about you, and you don't have to worry about anyone else.
Okay, well, stay there, John. Just before I go into the break, just let me go to my own producer, Aisling. Aisling.
Yes.
You knew I was going to bring you into this, didn't you?
All the time.
Yeah, she's the loudest only child you'll ever meet in your life, by the way, can I point out. I mean, do you believe you missed out on something by being an only child?
I don't really know any different, so I can't. I'm very lucky that I have cousins that I grew up with, so they felt like my siblings in a certain way. But then I watch my friends that all had siblings and the killings that they would have with them, and I go, oh Jesus, I'd hate to have that. I suppose as I get older, and like John says, there's definitely sentiments that John says that I totally agree with. You know, I feel it myself when my father passed away, that I was the only person going through that. That as, you know, as I watch my mum get older, you know, she's really healthy and fit. But at the same time, I do worry. And I suppose for me, being an only child, my biggest fear is being lonely. That is my biggest fear in my life. Okay. So I suppose being an only child, that's definitely...
So your fear is that if anything happens to your mum, and hopefully it doesn't, and your mum is a very healthy woman, but that you'd be on your own.
Yeah. Like, that's my biggest fear in life. You know, everyone has their fears. That's one of mine. So I suppose being an only child probably doesn't help that factor. But look, there's a lot of people sitting at home that probably have, you know, maybe three or four brothers.
Are they spoiled? Are only children spoiled? Because you would have never had to fight for the attention of your parents. Your mum, your dad was alive till you were 16. Was it 16 years of age? So you would have never had to fight for their attention. So, you know, whereas I would have had to fight for attention.
But
I still do.
This whole spoiled thing. Like, there's people sitting at home that probably have two kids and their kids are absolutely spoiled. You know, I think saying just one child, you know, look, you have one child, you only have a certain amount of resources. The child will get that attention. Are they spoiled? Not. I really can't see that as an argument. But what I will go back to what I was saying before, you interrupted me, is that there's probably a lot of people sitting at home right now that have siblings and they don't talk to them. You know, or they have fallen out with them, or they cause them so much grief. And for that, wouldn't miss it at all.
Well, there you go, John. Aisling, she wouldn't miss it from that point of view.
Well, I mean, obviously there are families who seem to be constantly at war with each other, but not all families are like that, you know what I mean? But the thing is that, you know, I find, as Aisling touching as well there, that the older you get, like, I mean, the more it hits you. And another thing, when you're growing up, you kind of get a different kind of view on life because you're with your parents constantly. You can be spoiled. You're kind of, you know...
Are both your parents passed away, John?
Oh, they have, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just you?
Oh, it's just me, yeah.
That's it, okay.
Yeah. So the whole thing is, I mean, you know, when you interact and you see with other children, then when you start going to school or going out, you find you're not going to get away with as much stuff because you are an extent to a bit spoiled. And your view of the world changes. Jesus, not everybody likes me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you've never had children, John, have you?
No.
Okay, so who's going to carry on the family name?
Well, once I go, that's it. Like,
is that going to be the end of it?
How far my line goes.
You better get your act together soon, so.
Jesus, when Michael Collins, the great Michael Collins, whose anniversary is coming up in August the 22nd, when he was born, his father was 74, so there's hope yet.
Oh, there's hope for you yet, John. Hope for you yet. All right, John, listen, thanks very much. Have a good day. All right, there you go, John in Cork. He's an only child. And, you know, he's not calling people selfish, you know, who have only children. He's not saying that. But he does believe it's a bit of a selfish decision, in some sense, to actually go out of your way just to have one child. Why not have a second one, is what the kind of argument he's making, because he believes it has an effect. That he believes, like Aisling, there's an element of loneliness as you get older and an element of fear that you'll be on your own. Because your parents will die at some point, it's a fact. And most of us, thankfully, will outlive our parents. So is it a selfish thing to do just to have one child? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me just play one or two of your messages here on WhatsApp. Did you see?
How are you doing, Niall? Yeah, I'm just listening to John O'Dea there from Cork and Aisling. I think we should start up an organisation for Adopt an Only Child for the weekend. So I'm willing to bring John O'Dea up to Dublin, show him around. He's probably a bit older than me and a bit wiser than me.
We'll take it, Aisling.
Yeah. John, if you want to come up to Dublin, I'll adopt you for a weekend. Or Aisling for the weekend, although I don't like Bray. The smell of the sea out there make me sick. Cheers, Morris.
I don't think you'd take Aisling for the weekend. She'd drive you mad. She's as loud, I swear to God. She's the loudest person in this building. When Aisling is in, we all know she's in. There's no danger of not knowing.
No, you're going to sound people down there selfish for people that only have one child. But if that's their choice, that's their choice. I can also understand how lonely it would be for a child to only have no siblings. But you know, as I always say, it's down to personal choice. Jonathan here. Thanks, Niall.
There you go. Jonathan thinks it's down to personal choice. And it is a personal choice. You are right, Jonathan, in some sense. But is that personal choice a selfish choice? That's the point John is making. I want to know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. All right, still, by the way, there's text coming in relation to the story I said to at the start of the show. Somebody says, in relation to the interpreters, 6,494 cases requiring interpreters over 2 years at the height of the COVID lockdowns. We're seen internationally as a soft tush, and that is ignoring those not caught or those who did not require interpreters. It is a big problem, and taxpayers are paying millions out every year for interpreters, and that was the point the judge was making earlier on, that sometimes it's unnecessary that people are just sort of, you know, having a laugh saying I need an interpreter when they were quite capable of committing the crime. They're quite capable of going to the social welfare office and signing on, but they can't go to a courtroom and speak English. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. Getting back to what we're talking about, which is only children. Not only children, as in we're only talking about children. We're talking about children who are only children. An only child. Martina are in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Martina?
Hi, Niall.
Good. How are you? Martina, is there anything wrong with just deciding to have one child?
Well, Niall, we have an only child, which we had in 1983. And as I'm sure you will remember, Niall, we hit a recession then and...
Mm-hmm.
We were only after getting a new house, so we had a mortgage.
Yep.
We were only 25, 26, and we were wondering what would happen. I'm getting mixed up here, yes. We were having sort of hassle with our mortgage and that, and our life wasn't really very good. So we moved on. Life got a little bit better, and then... We were wondering what would happen if another recession hit, and what would we do if we had a second child. So we hadn't got a second child, we only had the one, and I don't think that's been selfish in our life.
Okay, so you made a decision for economic reasons, because let's be clear about it, having a child is expensive.
Absolutely, and we were really thinking ahead, and we were thinking about ourselves as well, like what about... holidays, new house, you know.
Well, I believe the cost roughly is 10 grand a year. That's how much a child costs.
Really? No, I know. Yeah. I didn't know that, but that's quite a lot of money.
It is. 180,000 by the time they get to 18. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what? Even when they're 18, Niall, it's not finished.
No, I know. It doesn't end.
Once you're a child, they're your responsibility forever, I think. You know?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah. And some children will leech off you forever if you give them the chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you made, I mean, it was a conscious decision. And I'm trying to remember back to 1983, of course. That was around the time when the interest rates went to the ceiling, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Huge, Niall, yeah. And we were really struggling. We could hardly afford food, and I, you know, our jobs, you know, like work was really, really scarce then, Niall. So
I remember it well.
Not great times, yeah.
Yeah, I was working in a record shop at the time in 1983, by the way.
Okay, so you do remember, yeah.
Yeah, I was earning 50 quid a week.
50. But Niall, I was working in Dunn stores, and I think I was earning about 25.
Oh, that was okay for Duns, wasn't it? at the time.
Well, yeah, I'm sure like it was all right then, but yeah.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it, when you think back. Like, I at the time I thought 50 quid was a huge amount of money.
Yeah. It was actually then for a record shop, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I went home and I gave my father insisted I gave my mother half for me keep. So I paid her 25.
That didn't even work very much, Niall.
No, no. But okay, no, I do get the point you're making. But can you understand why some people think, John, who was on earlier on, who's an only child, and also yeah. Aisling kind of expressed it in some way as well, although she doesn't believe it's a huge disadvantage to her in life, but she does yeah. worry about if anything happened to her mom, that she'd be lonely. And that she'd be the only one left. She's on her own. She's no siblings. So she's nobody to fall back on. You know, and she's often wondered throughout her life. Thankfully, she had a few cousins she could play with. But she's often wondered throughout her life, would it be good to have somebody to talk to, you know, in time of need? And so I can understand that feeling.
Now, I wish I could have my daughter here and I wish she could put an input in on this, but...
Do you think she was ever, you know, wanting for anything, if you know what I mean?
Absolutely not. And you know, Niall, she was never spoiled. We never spoiled her, so I think that was really good.
But she did get all the attention.
She did, but she yeah. had a lot of friends, and she could have friends around whenever she wanted, Niall. She could have friends around, and...
But here's the thing, and I noticed this with only children, and I'm not saying specifically to any particular one, but... Because they get all the attention as a child, and I'm not saying they're spoiled with attention, I'm just saying they don't have to fight for attention. If you have three or four kids, you know, mom might be busy dealing with one or tying the laces of one, and the other one's saying, oh, man, what about mine, what about mine? So, yeah. But you don't have to fight for attention if you're the only child, right? So that manifests itself, I believe, later in life, whereby if they're not getting the same attention, that sometimes it can cause a problem. I think so. Maybe I'm mad.
You know, I've actually no answer for that. I wish now Jennifer was around and she could have a little chat with you, but I know for a fact she really never minded that she was an only child.
Okay,
ever.
So and for your particular case, it was for economic reasons, and I completely understand that. And
it was economic reasons, 100%. Like, what would happen now?
Would you, okay, but let me ask you a question. Sorry, Martina, that note. Sorry to interrupt you. But if yeah. if it was a case that you had loads of money at the time, right? Just say you had really good jobs and you were earning loads of money and money wasn't an object. Would you have had a second child?
More than likely, yes.
Okay.
More than likely, yes, no. I would say yes. It was all about money, yes.
Okay. Oh,
and just to say that we would lose our jobs, maybe lose our house or...
Yeah.
And we were thinking about the future. And not only for Jennifer, but... F myself as well, and my husband, you know, we were thinking about ourselves.
Of course. Well, I mean, there's no, but that's what you're meant to think about, isn't it? For yourselves and the yeah. protection of your child. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. I get that. No, I get that. Thank you, Martina. Romeo, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Romeo?
I'm okay now. How are we?
Good. Wonderful name. Romeo, okay. Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Where are you from, Romeo, by the way? Where's that name
I'm from Cameroon.
Oh, okay. That's a wonderful name, isn't it, Romeo?
The Saudi region of Cameroon.
Oh, okay. Now, Romeo, is it selfish just to have one child?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
See, Irish people used to have big families years ago. So we used to have 10 kids in this country going back 50 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, all over the world it was like that. But, you know, Niall, times are changing, so everything in life is changing.
Mm.
And... I don't see any regret having one child. I heard the other previous callers, one of them said, sometimes you find it as if you are not being paid attention, if you are just the only child.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be the vice versa. If parents always take care of their children from birth.
Well, they will always do the best to take care of their children. I would like to think they do, yeah.
So with me, with you being my only child, I don't see how you can turn around and tell me that I don't pay too much attention on you because you're the only child.
Then you get all the attention if you're the only child.
Number two point also in that very area is a child, another person said a child, you'll be worried only you being the only child, no siblings, no brother, no sister. I think you can't compare things. If you are just the only child, just you, that's what you are. And we don't.
But you might be seeing your friends. Like you'll be kind of a little bit envious of maybe your friends who would have yeah. brothers and sisters that they can confide in, whereas you've nobody apart from your yeah. friends to confide
that
in.
That is the wrong thinking. Because your parents must, as you are growing up, your parents and in school, they're teaching you how to compare, not to compare with others. You should appreciate of what you have. And children don't know how these things come. Maybe that's the only child. you can give. Mm-hmm. It's not just that you are choosing. But even if you choose financially, you have to have a means to grow children well, to be something, to become good citizens in the society. You don't just want to be delivering children because you don't want to have one child, or because your child is telling you that, mom or dad, I need a brother, I need a sister. Yes, it is fine. When they do ask, it's good. Sometimes they encourage you to work hard so that you can put to bed one another child.
Are you, by the way, Romeo, are you an only child?
No, I'm not.
How many siblings did you have?
We were about five of us, but I'm left just me alone. I'm left alone now.
Oh, you're on your own now?
Oh, no, yeah.
Where's your siblings now?
Oh, no, they passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, Romeo, I'm very sorry.
Both parents also passed away.
Okay, so and were they all younger than you?
Yeah, they were younger than me.
And so they all passed away quite young then, did they?
Yeah, I wouldn't say quite. Yeah, my follower passed away about 12 years ago.
Okay, because you don't sound like you're too old yourself. You sound quite young.
I'm 49.
Ah, yeah, well, okay. Well, that is young.
I'm 49.
That's very. No, I do get the point you're making, that, you know, why would you class it as selfish when in fact it's quite the opposite is what you're saying, because if you have one child, you're going to give them all the attention and you're going to give them all the love, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, and then the child also wouldn't go comparing. You would not let a child, because even us now that we are grown up, I will not.
Well, Aisling did compare now, in fairness, Romeo. When I talked to Aisling a minute ago, my producer, who's an only child, she said she did look at other people going, oh, I wish I had siblings, or, you know, even though she had her cousins to play with. So she did do a little bit of comparing when she was younger.
Yeah, they should be advised, because life...
Well, she did say she was glad she didn't have them in the end.
Yes, and then again, more to that, the reason why I say you should have a means to have more children is, why are we using condoms today?
Mm.
Condoms are not just there to prevent diseases.
No, they're there to stop you having lots
we
of
have
children you don't want.
Plans for the ladies to prevent pregnancies, and also birth control. I should put it in a simple way, you know.
Yep.
Birth control. That's because there's no means. Look at what we're having now today. Even we that we're working.
Yeah.
We are parents today. We are still having difficulties today. We are hooked with bills and this and that because the economic things are having, prices are increasing.
But well, the population of the West is declining, by the way.
Salary is not increasing. Are the children going to turn around and tell us that, blaming us that, you made us, you brought us into world? And they might.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not taking care of me, but you brought me in this way? I didn't bring myself in this way. So what will the parent reply on that?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying.
So there's a lot we do. And the only child that you have shouldn't be worried about her not having other siblings, because she knows she's alone. And if she's worried that she's only the only one who's going to bury the parents, we should pray that maybe she wasn't too young when the parents are passing away.
Oh, I know what you mean. If you're an only child, and that would be difficult, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I'm growing older with my father. I should start getting used to, and my father should start encouraging me on how to make plans. Like when we were growing, my mother would...
Well, I think, to be honest with you, Romeo, I think that's what Aisling was talking about earlier on, because her dad passed away when she was quite young. She was only 16. Then I suppose there's always that concern then that you've only got one parent left, you're on your own, you've no brothers and sisters, and will I end up lonely?
Yeah, that is an unfortunate situation. Yeah. And those situations, sometimes also they are rare. And sometimes even parents put to bed and they pass and leave the child like that. Mm-hmm. What do we say in those cases? At least you are there with your parents, you know?
Okay, Romeo, thank you for that. Let me just go to Gareth as well before I kind of wrap this one up. Gareth, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Gareth?
Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
Good. You're an only child?
I am indeed.
Spoiled little fella.
No, with no spoiling in my house.
Were you spoiled?
No,
see, that's what people think. People think only children are spoiled.
No, my mother and father respected me.
Right, okay.
They taught me right from wrong.
Okay.
I was 13 years old. I started working. I haven't stopped working since. I'm 33 now.
Right, okay. And did you wish you had siblings?
No, not at all. But I prefer my own company.
Right, okay.
I prefer my own company. And I do see other people with brothers and sisters. And there's been a lot of falling out with them. And I kind of say to myself, I'm lucky. Now, I do think when I'm older, what's going to happen? I'm going to have nobody to look after me and things like that. But I've got daughter now and good friends around me and family.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really bother me now anymore.
Yeah, well, you're since married and have your own children now, yeah?
No,
No. Oh, no, you're not. Oh, sorry, I do apologize. You're not married at all.
Oh, Jay's no.
No, what do you mean, Jay? What do you mean, Jay's is no?
I'm only here for a short time.
So, are you single, yeah?
I don't get out with somebody, but...
Okay.
There's no panic there.
All right, okay. Well, you're not getting any younger, by the way, can I just point out, yeah?
Sure. Ringing the finger doesn't make you younger, either.
And in relation to what Ashton was saying, you mentioned that as well. You know, as you get older, maybe you think about it a bit more.
Yeah.
Is that a worry that you kind of you'd be not lonely, but that you don't have someone to turn to? No, I know, and you are right. With families, particularly if you have a lot of brothers and sisters, there's going to be a lot of politics. You know what I mean? And a lot of falling out and all that stupid carry on going on. But in saying that, you know, when you're on your own, you don't have that. But sometimes, was there points you wanted to say? I wish I had a brother that I could chat to, you know, when I have difficulties in life.
Not really, because all my friends are very close to me. And we're only a couple of miles away from each other. And if I have any issues, I always talk to them. Everyone's always close.
Mm.
So, it's just like a family.
Yeah.
And then most of the people I walk with, people I used to walk with, like, they class me as another brother, and I class them as brothers as well, too, so...
Yeah, no, I do get what you're saying, and I understand that the point that Romeo was making earlier on in relation to that as well. So I do get what it is. Okay, and fighting for attention. Well, you never had to fight for attention if you were an only child.
Never had to fight for attention, but plenty of attention given to me when I was
old. All right. Well, listen. Thank you, Gareth.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.